It was a day from hell nearly 50 years ago. A man who was shot 18 times will talk to us about his hope for the truth about King's Mill.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why.
The Euro Millions jackpot is an estimated 85 million euro. Play responsibly in-store, in-app or at lottery.ie. The National Lottery. It could be you.
Charge into summer with TUI. Secure your holiday today with savings for families and adults flying from Dublin, Cork and Shannon. Holiday sorted. TUI. Live happy.
Coming up at 9 with Oliver Callan.
This morning, she is the crime thriller queen. Jane Casey will be with us to chat about winning awards, satisfying impatient fans and how Dublin broke her heart. Plus all the usual crack between 9 and 10.
It was January the 5th, 1976. 12 workmen were returning home from a day's work, 5:30 in the evening. Their minibus was ambushed near King's Mill in County Armagh. The gunmen demanded they tell them which of them was Catholic. They instructed that man to leave the scene. The rest of the men, all Protestant, were shot. By the time the bullets had stopped, 10 men were dead. The youngest was 19, the oldest 58. No one was ever charged or convicted for their murders. An inquest last year found that it was an overtly sectarian murder carried out by at least 12 members of the IRA operating under the authority of the IRA Army Council and pretending to be a British Army patrol. An 11th man who was shot survived. Alan Black was shot 18 times, and Alan joins us this morning because in the next hour or so, he, along with the family of John McConville, who was murdered that day, will receive the response of the police ombudsman into their complaint into the original RUC investigation. Alan, you're very welcome to Morning Ireland. Thanks for taking our call.
You're welcome.
What are you expecting from the police ombudsman?
Oh, I'm very cautious about what I expect. The way that the families have been treated with the coroner and then with the police ombudsman. The police ombudsman, I made the complaint in 2013, 12 years ago. They came to the inquest and sat in the inquest all through 2016. And then they'd come to some arrangement with the coroner that they would work in tandem, they would feed in any information with each other. So we didn't see them in the court again. Then 2021, I questioned about when the report was going to be released. And they said they couldn't release it until the coroner had finished his court, his findings. So he done that, I think it was the 14th of April last year. So we expected the ombudsman's report to follow straight afterwards. But then they started the heads. Then they started to say that it wasn't finished, that they hadn't got it done. And there just weren't many rush to do it. Bear in mind, this was over 12 years later.
Yeah.
And then I started to agitate along with John McConville's sisters. And we were really getting nowhere until I was at a function last winter, and Johnny Buckley from the DUP came up to me and he says, if there's anything I can do, he says, give me a ring. Now, yeah, I've had no time for politicians down through the years. I find they're a very self-serving bunch. But I give him a ring just to see. And lo and behold, he and Joanne Bunton and Trevor Clark, they came to the last hearing of the inquest. And outside, after the coroner made his findings, outside there was a barrage of media with microphones and all, everything going. And the one to speak to me and to Karen Armstrong, John McConville's sister. John was shot at King's Mill.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, now they start positioning themselves for the camera. Because my opinion of the politicians wasn't very high at that time. But they didn't. They went away quietly. And the next thing, the three of them got behind the campaign to get this released. And they hadn't until sorry.
That's what's happening this morning then. You're going to receive this report from the police ombudsman.
Yes. But because of all that happened in the court, many of the families walked out of the court and discussed the coroner's court.
Yeah.
Then with the ombudsman withholding the report, the same main families said, no, we're just not going to do it. And so it was left with Karen. You see, it's a long and complicated thing, but I'm trying to make it as simple as I can.
It is very long, because if you think about it, the awful day was in 1976. The inquest didn't start until 2014. It didn't report until last year. And now, despite your complaint to the police ombudsman in 2013, it's 12 years until this report is published this morning. So it's understandable, is it, that you don't have huge confidence in this process?
Audrey, their argument is that they made Kingsmill a priority. And they stand before me this morning and they'll argue that Kingsmill was a priority for them. But my argument to that is, how long does it take to do a non-priority case? You know, they've been 12 years with mine.
Yeah.
And they're giving it priority, they said. So where do you stand? If someone stands in front of you and said, you're a high priority case, it's only going to take us 12 years to do it. Where does all the other cases, the non-priority cases, how long do they take?
And the fact remains, no one was ever charged or convicted. The coroner at the inquest last year said there was no evidence of collusion, no evidence of informers being protected. It doesn't sound like you have a huge degree of confidence in what's coming this morning, Alan. I wonder if you don't mind, because our listeners will be, they've heard you speak on our station before. You did an interview with Miriam O'Callaghan a number of years ago, and they'll be wondering how you have survived to this day, how your memory has dealt with that evening in 1976. How would you talk about that?
Well, I don't often talk about it, but it's been almost 50 years now since that happened. And before, I was seriously ill last year, and I thought, oh my God, I'm going to pass on before I get to the bottom of this. Because you said the coroner found there was no collusion. We know there was. We know there was an informer involved. So we're swimming against the tide, if you know what I mean. They don't want to open Pandora's box, and we want that box wide open. And that's what puts us in collision case, both with the coroner and with the police ombudsman. As far as my mental stuff is, I suffer and have suffered survivor's guilt down through the years. And it's enough a hard thing to put into words when there's sun shining and you're doing something. I don't think it's Kingsmill at all. But then there are times when you get low, and like that, I keep myself away from people and until it passes. And it does pass. But it can get difficult, yeah.
And the youngest man that day, a boy really, he was only 19, Robert Chambers. You knew him very well, didn't you?
He was my apprentice. He was such a happy-go-lucky young lad. He'd fallen in love with a girl called Wendy. This was his first love. And he and I had been working on a turbine line that had sprung leaks. And he and I were out in the field. I was welding the patches on. And he had been on at me, teaching me to drive. And I eventually agreed out in the field that it would give him a few hours at the weekend. And he danced and he hugged me. And he was over the moon. And that lad, my last memory of him was down on the road calling for his mummy, him shot. And mummy, mummy, mummy. And then a gunman came over and just shot him in the head. So that was my last memory of Robert. That would stay with me to the day I die, as they all will. And I feel duty bound. I'm all of us have found duty bound to get some sort of truth or justice for them. We'll never get justice for them, but I'm determined to get the truth. And if this doesn't, if this Ombudsman's report doesn't contain the truth, then I'm going to take it further. Because we do know there was collusion. We do know that there was those people involved in it, even a gunman, that the police were told about him and they didn't even go and interview him. So we know a lot more than what they think we know.
Alan, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. I'm sure the thoughts of many of our listeners will be with you and the families of those who were murdered on that day in 1976 as you receive that report from the police ombudsman this morning, Alan Black, who was shot 18 times at King's Mill in 1976. It's 8:23.